two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy.
On 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is your Monday. It is Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Hey, did I still win the bracket?
You very handily won the bracket.
How do I do? What do I collect?
124 points.
Where do I collect my winnings or whatever?
You get an attaboy.
What's funny is I told
you. Hey, I was fifth.
You were fifth, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't last, and that's all I care about.
Well,
at this point, let's say that I moved up. I moved up 8 points from the first round. So that's how many points I. That's fell off a cliff.
That's what you get for.
That's what I get for not picking San Diego State.
Just picking Arizona, yeah.
and
a problem.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Well, no, everything else was just perfectly lined up.
Think about how wild that is.
And then it just fell apart.
Think about how wild that is. This is the craziest Final Four I've ever seen.
Insane.
And somebody even like chalked it up. I know we talked about this earlier, but somebody even said this is the kind of Final Four you get when you're playing a video game and you do like simulate it and you go. And the computer somehow just goes, we'll throw some of these teams in. That's what we got.
But
we got
you said something at the very beginning of this. You go, I don't know why, but I picked a lot of upsets. And you were saying that in the first round. You're like, I picked a lot of upsets.
And you know what happens is.
You were right.
Well, but I was not right about any of these. And here's the other thing. Historically, you get upsets maybe in the first and second rounds. And then everything kind of evens out. Yeah. You get your ones and twos and your threes in the final, or in the final four.
Yep.
We don't have a one, a two, or a three anywhere to be found in this final four.
Insane.
And I don't know what to think because then there's that little part of you too. All these teams earned it, but I don't feel like that they deserve it. The criticism that's happened this week has been really funny because some people go, well, this is a stupid tournament.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for. You want this format. We want the same format for football. Now, imagine in 15 years or 25 years when they have the college football playoff and it's at 16 teams or whatever at that point, and we get a semifinal like this. Are we going to be excited about it, or are we going to go, well, shoot, where are the big schools? This is a bunch of G5 teams rolling up here.
Maybe San Diego State has a case for joining the Pac-12 now.
Hey, they always say they're a basketball school more than they are a football school. All right. This isn't college basketball. This is the NFL Roundup here.
Yeah.
This is your bread and butter here. I do want to bring up Robert Saleh talking about Zach Wilson being a fixture in New York. I was confused about it because I thought, what second string quarterback is a fixture anywhere And here was the actual quote. So we can take a listen here to what Robert Saleh said and see just exactly how this thing rolled out. But this is what he said about Zach Wilson's future in New York.
You're number two?
As of now, for sure. And we're really excited to work with him. I want to make sure I rephrase that. When I said as of now, I know that's going to be the headline. But he's our...
You were quick. He's
our number two. I really still think Zach has a future in this league to be a really good quarterback. I really do. And he has the work ethic. He has the mindset, and he's coming in here to attack it. But we're counting on him to be a fixture here for a while.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
So
only interesting thing about that, as of now, he's the number two guy.
Oh, so it was.
Who's number one?
I mean, I'm assuming they're...
Who's number one?
He's just the number two.
He's the number two guy as of now.
But, like, we love him.
No, Mike White's gone. He's the only quarterback they have.
Yeah.
And he realized what he said, and he realized, yeah. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. So you know Aaron Rodgers is going.
Right.
But here's the kiss of death. This is like, he's just a real sweet spirit, all this. When you go, oh, he's got a really good work ethic... Nobody in the NFL
doesn't have a good work ethic.
No, everybody does.
No, what was his name? Jamarcus Russell didn't have a good work ethic,
right,
and he never made it.
He didn't make it. He never ended up.
Yeah. He was never in the league.
No. Oh, and he's going to attack it.
What I love about this, though, I know this is radio, but I just want you to picture in your mind's eye, if you've ever watched any of those FBI, body language,
Yeah.
The guys,
they have experts,
the human lie
people.
Detectors.
Sure.
So Robert Saleh, I mean, he's putting his hands on his face. They're always like, okay, left hand touches to the face. That's right. The thing, right? He's scratching his nose. He's rubbing his eyes. Like there's all sorts of. Oh, we really think the old scratch of the side of the mouth. We really think. He's the guy.
Let me tell him this story.
I don't know. I think that there's a part. I don't think he's a liar. And I don't think he's stupid either. I think he really is hopeful because this is a guy that he has leaned into. And I don't think he nor their GM want to give up on a guy like Zach Wilson. And they probably shouldn't. I don't know what's going on in the offseason. I don't know. Zach Wilson does have a tremendous amount of talent.
How do you have a coach? This is a new coach, right? And he's New York, so he's got to get it right. Like, they had to hit a home run with Zach Wilson.
Yes.
They didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they hit a single.
Well, we don't know yet.
And when they say...
Well, it's a double because he's number two.
Right. When they say he's the guy for the future and he's going to be here a long time, he's going to be a fixture in New York, that's scratching your face with your left hand.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just because they can't make a choice on Zach Wilson. There's no way to make a determination if he's your back. Now, there is one way. Zach Wilson will have to take a massive haircut on his next contract.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about that second contract. He's going to have to take an absolute bath on that if he wants to stay in New York and really work it out, because they're not going to sign him to anything relevant.
Right.
And you got to feel crappy if you're the New York Jets and going, we're going to get a 40-year-old quarterback and put our hopes on him for any kind of stability. And like when you're Bruce Arians and you're in Tampa Bay, you go, I'm swinging for Tom Brady because guess what? I'm retiring in 2 years.
I'm gonna be done.
So I don't care. Mm-hmm. Robert Saleh is like, I got a long career. And I'm going to, and what happens in 2 years after, magically, Zach Wilson's the guy again?
Yeah, they brought that up. It was like, hey, with Aaron Rodgers, we're going to go 2 years and then see what we got.
Yeah.
I mean, they're planning for a run in the next two seasons. And if it didn't happen then what? Then you just go, well, we think we've developed Zach Wilson enough. I mean, you really hope so, I guess.
But what's his contract going to look like? Because he's going to be up in 2 years. Now, they do have that fifth year that they could opt for that fifth rookie year with him. But Zach Wilson has put himself in a very precarious position as far as the next contract.
So I was
not
gonna,
good.
I was going to ask you about John Lynch and what he said about, speaking of quarterbacks, Brock Purdy there in San Francisco. Here's the quote. I think Brock Purdy has probably earned that right to be the guy.
Yeah.
I think so. If he were to line up, he'd probably take that first snap. That was John Lynch talking about their quarterback situation right now. And so I contrasted that with Cam Newton's workout that he had last week at Auburn for their pro day when he was throwing. Right. And he said, and he goes, are you telling me that there are these 64 MFers who are in front of me, that are randoms is what he called them.
Yeah.
64 randoms are better than me. And it was like, dude, I know that that's a great attitude to have. Like I've still got it. But like, it is crazy to think that he can't find a place, but
it's
that's
not
how,
crazy. It's
that's
not
how
crazy.
Insane the NFL is,
it's
though,
not
right? Like,
it's, not even, it's not even insane. No, it's not. It's not the fact that it's hard. It's not the fact that it's insane. It's not the fact that all these guys are random dudes. It's the fact that, Cam, you had your day in the sun. You had your day. And you know what? You had a second day. And the second day came and went, and
right.
and you're done.
They don't give you more chances.
Why are you going to go? Yeah, let's resurrect. It's the same. You know, if Cam Rising had established himself as being, wow, this guy's playing pretty good right now, we could go win with him. Right, we don't know if we can win with him. We don't know if he's going to be healthy. We don't. And you know what? We would rather take our chances on some young guy like a Brock Purdy, who may or may not. No one really knows what he's going to end up being.
Who knows?
But we don't. And so we're going to go find out. I mean, there's something there. So let's see what that pans out to be, because John Lynch is probably trying to be the next New England Patriots, and we found our Tom Brady late in the draft. You know, that Tom Brady's probably the bigger reason why this happened. But aside from that, we've been talking about two defensive-minded coaches talking about quarterbacks, which is kind of sacrilegious because they don't know about quarterbacks. Like if you're a quarterback – those are the two worst places you want to be, are coaches that are defensive minded, because they just don't understand how to develop a quarterback. They understand how to rip him apart. They understand how to get him out of there, you know, kind of mindset. They don't understand the psyche and the mindset of a. They don't.
Did you see how
they just don't?
Speaking of quarterbacks, speaking of Tom Brady, did you see how pissed Belichick was when he was asked a question about Lamar Jackson? Because Lamar Jackson, the request for a trade, apparently was out there. And poor John Harbaugh gets caught flat-footed, because he goes, I haven't actually seen that tweet. You know,
right.
Like when you tweet out your intentions, when your agent work is you tweeting it out, like, hey, man, I'm requesting a trade. And Belichick was asked about it, and he was pissed. He's like, don't ask me questions about any player on any other team. And it's a smart move, because the last thing you want to do is get accused of tampering or whatever. But I think there's also this mode too, where you go, why are you guys signing up a quarterback for me? You know, why are you guys trying to give me somebody? I'm not interested in talking about any other people right now, because one, Bill Belichick has a different way of operating than anybody else in the league. You might get desperate with other franchises that don't know what they're doing, and they just take a shot at somebody. Bill Belichick's not that guy.
But the Patriots are really good at finding that guy before anyone else does. Like he's it, like the, it's not the news doesn't come to him. He makes the news on guy, because people go, he signed that guy. What was he thinking there? And then the guy goes in, plays really well for him for a couple of years, and they go, oh, that's a pretty shrewd move, smart move. But Belichick isn't going to have someone dictate terms to him as far as who he wants. I guarantee you, if he wanted Lamar Jackson, and maybe if he does want Lamar Jackson, those conversations happen way in a dark room in a place far, far away from the owner's meeting.
Right. Yeah. And these reporters doing their job by asking those questions, you know, I get it. But you're not going to get something out of old Belichick. Okay. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got our two-minute drill, and then we'll get you ready for this Jazz v. Phoenix matchup tonight. Let's see what the Jazz bring to the table this evening. I think that everybody sort of felt like after the weekend that everything is being packed up for the year. Hey, pack this up, you guys. Let's figure this out. And, of course, as soon as you think that, the Jazz end up winning another game like this tonight. So we'll see. Lots of games this week for the Jazz. Very interested to see how these last nine games roll out. You're going to get pregame in just a few minutes, so stay right here. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up.
they pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.